Oh, yeah. You know, so many people struggle, and they don't realize that the reason why they struggle is because of the lack of God's presence. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. If there's not freedom, then the God's Spirit isn't there in that arena where it's filling you and protecting you. You know, I don't care how many times you've blown it, you still repent. Because the Spirit of God does not have access to you without going through the blood first. So the blood must always be activated, then the Spirit of God's got access to you. So sometimes people wonder why they're still going through whatever. And I'm not saying sometimes, it's, you know, we just got to go through it no matter what. Welcome to the earth. We ain't home yet. But home is being manifested more and more as we're watching things happen. And we're seeing God's hand move. And already, President Trump has already made commitments. He made 8 commitments that were just powerful. And I'm telling you what, the Democrats are shaking in their boots. They're going to have striped suits on. Or orange, one or the other. But it's happened. Even the media, they're freaking out. They're all freaking out. They all know they're going down. And Trump has announced it already. I'm coming to get you. You who've interfered with elections. You've deceived. You pharmaceutical companies. You know how many CEOs have left their offices? Many. They're trying to escape. They're trying to leave the country. They're loading up their planes. All the ones that are energy efficient, supposedly, they're fueling up, man. They're trying to escape, but they can't. They can't. Now, I want to share something real quick on Genesis 6, please. Genesis chapter 6. Before we get started, although I guess we're started. I guess we already started. Hallelujah. Isn't the joy of the Lord just wonderful? I mean, when you got joy, sheesh, nothing matters, you know? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And in his presence is fullness of joy. So there it is. There's the answer for everybody's problem. You know, quoting scriptures is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. Jesus came and quoted scriptures. But he was anointed quoting scriptures. See, so without God's presence, quoting scriptures is nothing but seeds. We need that the sword of the Spirit that kicks butt. Hallelujah. Genesis 6 and verse 3, something powerful I saw here this morning. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. That is a 120-year cycle. When you begin to understand prophetic cycles, in fact, we've just ended this Daniel 7-year cycle, getting ready to start a new one. 120 years is a cycle. Do you know that? I just heard this morning. It's been 120 years since a president has taken all of this, all the states and all of these areas. It's never happened like this in the last 120 years. It is record breaking. Hello? 120 years, that's the end. Starting a what? New. Starting a new. God is making a way. That's why he's called the Waymaker. And that's today's teaching, Waymaker. I asked the Lord this morning. In fact, I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, wide awake. I said, really? What am I supposed to do? He said, go down and let the cat in. I went down, there was a cat. Meow. Like, what are you doing, man? So she stays in for a couple hours, eats, and goes back out. Anyways. And I said, so I went to the gym. I was the only one in the gym for a while. Thank God I go to any time. That means any time. I was in the gym, I don't know, around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that. And I was, when I was leaving the gym, I said, okay, Lord, so what would you like to talk about today? He says, Waymaker. So I'm thinking, man, we must have a teaching on Waymaker. Well, we didn't. So here we are. And he, and when he said Waymaker, I saw like the Red Sea split. You know, I'm the Waymaker. I thought, whoa! You know, and he began to reveal to me more and more things of as the Waymaker. When the Israelites were taken out of Egypt. See, this is all we, he's the Waymaker. You know, if you get a chance to read the 2024 word of the Lord that was brought to us, because it was a time of release. And I read it the other day. I meant to bring it and speak it again. But man, so prophetically on time. Everything that God shared with us then is manifesting right now. Powerful. In John 14, please. We ain't seen nothing yet. John 14. Oh, glory. We are going to be in the best times, but also the worst. It's going to be the best for us. Yes, thank you, Jesus. John 14 and verse 5 and 6. And Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? He was asking the Waymaker how to know the way. Hello. And Jesus answered and said to him, I am the way, dummy. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except for through me. If you had known me, you would know my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Man, what a revelation. Can you imagine standing in front of Jesus and he says, if you've, here I am. I am the Father. I'm surprised those guys didn't pass out. I think they did when the Elijah and Moses showed up. I think they passed out. Jesus said, I am the Waymaker. He's the Waymaker. The word says everything, those who love the Lord, everything's going to work to the good. In other words, he's going to make a way. God is always making a way for me and you, even when we don't even know it. Amen. He's making a way for your healing. He's making a way for your deliverance. He's making a way for your prosperity. He's just like that song, Waymaker. Even if you don't feel it, he's not going how you feel. He doesn't make decisions in how we feel. Amen? When many of us feel like we don't even deserve it, which we don't. I still don't understand why he puts up with me. And when we should all be cooked. You know, sometimes I wonder, why am I in this life? Love. Unconditional love. Which we can't comprehend that, you know. We have a hard time with that. We only know what love is here and when we feel God's love. But then there's a love that's ripping. It's so ripping and it brings revelation and understanding. It's love that supersedes anything that we can even imagine. Amen? But Jesus is the way. He is the way maker. Mark 10. And we're watching the way of God mark his earth. Oh, glory. Mark 10:17, please. You know, in the way God does things, again, it's cooperation with his will. Cooperation with his way. And sometimes we don't realize that he's saying, listen, I'm going to make a way, but you're going to have to just trust me. Trust me. and keep your little paws out of it. Because if you put your paws in it, I'm taking my hand out of it. And this is what we're going to need, in patience and endurance. Amen? We're going to need patience and endurance. Why? You must believe that whatever you ask for is going to come to pass. He's going to make a way. It may not be according to your way, but it's going to be his way. And when it's done his way, it's got a lifetime warranty. When it's done our way, sorry, it's 30 days maybe. In verse 17, is everybody there? Mark 10, 17. Now as Jesus was going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." So what was he saying to him? You're acknowledging me as God. "You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, I do all these things and have kept my from my youth." And Jesus said, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way." Now, wait a minute. Here, go your way. And what does he say? "Sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come, take up the cross and follow me." In other words, first of all, you're still too connected to the world. You need to get rid of everything that you're connected with. This is all a part of your way. You can't completely follow me if you're still holding on to these things of your past. So he's saying to him, sell everything you have, because that's your way, and come and follow me, because I'm the way maker. And I'll make a way where there seems to be no way. I'll bring you life and life abundantly. I'll move mountains for you. I'll snare your enemies. Go your way. Cut loose of your life possessions that have bound you. And I will make a way of new life and abundant life. This is where we are right now. This is what's happening. We are in that big transition where the way maker is pushing the enemy out of the way and making a way for the body of Christ. But we must be patient and endure. Amen? Because sometimes we see something happen and it's like, oh, this is it, and we had to do it. No. No. That's how the enemy traps us. He wants us to become anxious. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. See, God will carry us to the next thing. I always look at sometimes God's will is like being on one of those escalator things, you know. You know, you stand on it, it brings you through the airport. And you just hang on. You don't have to carry no luggage, no nothing. Leave it all behind. And just let them bring you where you need to go. It'll stop, and it'll say exit. And that's where you get on. And then it'll tell you get back on, and so forth. That's your travel in the spirit. And Psalm 18, please. Waymaker. Oh, he's making a way. And you know, while he makes way, the world is seeing it. The world is awakening as he's making way. They don't want to understand it. They don't want to accept it. Hallelujah. Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is what? Perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who what? Trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except for our God? It is God who arms us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like the feet of a deer and sets us on high places. He teaches our hands to make war so that our arms can bend a bow of bronze. His way is perfect. Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me your what? Your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. What's he waiting for? Direction. See, we maintain while we're waiting for the answers. Amen? You maintain what you're doing. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the what? In the way. We were sinners, right? He teaches us to go the right way. The humble he guides in justice. And the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquities. For it is what? It is great. Oh, happy days. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him he shall teach in the way that he chooses. He shall dwell in what? Prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net that the enemy has set for us. Amen? The Waymaker. That's why he's called the Waymaker. Psalm 32, starting at verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality turned into drought of summer. I acknowledge my what? Sin to you. I acknowledge. He recognized it. And my iniquity I have not hidden. So he's exposing himself. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. In other words, he was repenting. You forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be what? Found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Did we sing songs of deliverance today? Amen. He says, I'll instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Why? Because he's the way maker. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord, rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Repentance by recognition. He was recognizing. What was he doing? Putting the blood in everywhere. He was applying the blood in every area where the enemy was preventing the Spirit of God from coming through. Why? When you repent by recognition, you'll be instructed, you'll be taught, and you'll be guided in the ways of Christ. The ways that align with his ways. Amen? So there's something we must do. Wait, trust, and follow. We must what? Wait, we must trust, and then we must follow. Psalm 37 and verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. Hello. Why? Because when we don't wait on the Lord, sometimes we move out of his way. We start in another way. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall what? Exalt you to inherit the land. Well, that's happening right now. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Are we seeing it? Oh, we ain't done seeing it yet. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Oh, yeah, pride and arrogant. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but I could not find him. He couldn't be found anywhere. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is what? Peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be what? Cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Again, wait, trust, and follow. Why? Because he's the way maker. Psalm 67, starting at verse 1. You know, all over the world, people are celebrating. This is not only the biggest turnaround in this country, it's the biggest turnaround in other countries. It's just not just countries, it's a global effect. Only God could do that. Only God. And God moved on men's hearts, just like he moved on Moses' heart, to help and distribute information and tell the truth. Man, if you've seen Kennedy speak lately, whoa, he's kicking butt. He's telling the man, look, he did a thing where he had all of the Fruit Loops and all of these Kellogg cereals. And he said, you know this yellow stuff? It's poison. He was talking about all the poisons in our food that he says, you can no longer manufacture that. He's already suing some of these companies that produce this poison in our foods. In other words, this is a true attempt of murder, trying to dismantle our population. So they're poisoning our foods, they're poisoning our waters, they're doing it on purpose. And they're going after them. They're being sued and they're going to prison. This is wild. These are things that we've been praying about and waiting for. And now we're watching him tell. Now, as Trump's picking his cabinet members, these guys are like, whoa, this is what we're going to do. It's like, wow. I mean, it's almost like overwhelming. It's almost hard to believe that it's really happening. But it is. Why? Because he's the way maker. He's the way maker. Oh, happy days. 67, please. God be merciful to us and bless us. And cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth to all humanity, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth. The Lord shall fear him. The Lord shall what? Why? Because we're being blessed. They're going to reverence the Lord because of what he's doing with his body.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. All of the earth will see the waymaker move. Proverbs 23:26. It's just one verse. My son, give me your heart. Does everybody see that? Give me your heart. Give me your heart. That's the exchange, isn't it? Lord, I exchange my heart for your heart. He says, give me your heart. And let your eyes observe my ways. What's he saying? Listen, you can't see my ways without giving me your heart. Amen. He doesn't want your brain. He doesn't want your memory. He doesn't want your past. He doesn't want anything. He wants your heart. That's why even David, peeping David, all the things he did. What did he say? He was a man after God's heart. So we have that exchange for every day. Lord, I exchange my heart for your heart. Amen. You exchange that prayer is awesome. You exchange my heaviness and oppression for the oil of joy and gladness. Hallelujah. Exchange it. So what's he saying again? Give me your heart and you'll see my ways. Can you, like, sense something's changing in the atmosphere? You just know it. It's a knowing, not a feeling. It's a knowing. There's something going on big time. Maybe a bulldozer of glory. I don't know what's coming, but something's about to happen. Maybe a bust or everything. You know, years ago, when I first got saved and having dreams and visions a lot, I remember the one dream, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing, that we're in this room right here. And the Lord's return came while we were in this room. And his glory and light ripped through everything. Nothing was destroyed. You know what I'm saying? It's like light just went through all. It was like all of it, anything that was material. God went through every atom of it. Everything. And just light went, ripped right through it. And the whole place, everybody was just... you know, you couldn't speak. But we were in this room. We had children in this room. And Kate and I were taking care of the children. And again, demons tried to come in and so forth. We were fighting off demons. And then, rip, Dad showed up. Demons were all moved. And we were all at peace. And the kids were all in their bunk beds and everything. But man, everything was brand new. And it's almost like we can sense the glory of God getting closer and closer and about to rip through everything. Because see, you can't stop God's glory. You can't stop it. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. See, when Jesus ripped that veil, he said, I'm going to make a new way. I'm the way maker. Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from any evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure blood. Or pure water, sorry. I'm still in the blood. Let us hold fast to what? Confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. New living way. He is the way. Everything is, listen, everything is going to be brand new. We're going to see things that we never dreamed of, or things that manifested that we did dream of. Everything is going to be brand new. We're walking in such a newness. There'll be a new presence of God to be refreshing and overwhelming. Technology is going to be new. Everything's going to be new. The enemy's old. You know, we're seeing a lot of stuff. They're finding more and more confirmation of writings. And, you know, when the Spirit brings you to something, he guides us to all truth, doesn't he? And again, the Word of God is awesome, but it's written so that the Holy Spirit can bring me and you the interpretation. So not everybody who reads the Bible is going to interpret what's going on. For so many people who've read the Bible, I've heard people, I read the Bible 3 and 4 times. And I haven't seen anything in it. Yeah, well, you're an idiot, you know. Because they don't have the Spirit. Without the Spirit, you're not going to know. So I'm seeing things today. I've seen probably 4 or 5 clippings on YouTube and so forth about, oh, you know what? Eve really didn't eat an apple. It's like, dummy, no kidding. You know what? We really believe Lucifer impregnated her. Well, how do you think you got Cain? Called the wicked one. You know, it's just amazing that things are coming now. More and more truths. There's the Book of Giants. There's all kinds of other books that they found that there were with the Dead Sea Scrolls. They're now opening up the Vatican, where we're getting access to the Vatican. And we're finding out stuff that... I don't want to go too far. But thank be to God, all truth is beginning to come to the surface. Everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, please. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he what? Falls. No temptation is overtaking you except such as is common to man. But God is what? Faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make a what? Way of escape that you may be able to bear. He's not only the way maker, he makes a way of escape. All the time. All the time. Psalm 16, verse 7 and 8. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. I have what? Set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be what? I won't be moved. Why? If you set the Lord before him, he's your way maker. He's going to make a way. Amen? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. What's it say? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Again, when we exchange our heart for his heart, what does he do? He gives the ability to see his way. And lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, and everything you're about to do, acknowledge him. Why? You're exchanging your ways for his ways. And he will what? He'll direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. It's called wise guys. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Right. Because you're what? You're fellowshipping with the waymaker. He is the waymaker. Proverbs 8. Oh, we're watching the waymaker make waves. Proverbs 8, 32. Let's speak. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Whoa. And I'm going to close in Isaiah 43, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are crushed like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of what? Old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I give what? Drink to my people, my chosen. In other words, fresh oil, fresh water, fresh. We're going to get so refreshed. We're going to get saturated. Like I said, I sense something in the atmosphere already starting. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. We're formed for him. We will declare his praise. Why? Because of the great things he's done. Thank you for the waymaker, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for making a way and bringing your light to this earth. filling us with your light and truth. Thank you for rescuing us from deception and the claws of evilness. So, Lord, make way today. Show the world you're the true way maker and protect the seeds that have been imparted in us today. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.